to look at access some more. I also, in the last class, mentioned the fact that the stuff you put up in CIS Web, make sure you have a copy of it. They're not as thorough about that. We're low priority in the backups, let's put it that way. Okay, there's important information at the school that they back up on a regular basis. We're a little lower priority for CIS Web. So make sure you have copies of everything you put up there, just in case something gets lost, you can recreate. Okay? So, now we're going to go into access. So we go in, the way I'm doing it is going down to Microsoft Office. And if you get to Office 2016, there's access under it. Okay, so I'm going into Access under Microsoft Office 2016. And people may have used your machine such that it comes up. I don't know, but that's one way of getting to it. Okay? Now, when we did it on Tuesday, we clicked on blank desktop database because we wanted to make a new database. That's not what we want today. Today we are going to go in and get a database. So we're going to click on Open Other Files. Now if you weren't here Tuesday, you probably ought to reposition yourself near somebody that was. So that you can go on and see how it works. Because we created the database on Tuesday, okay? So you may want to end up repositioning yourself. So you're going to say open other files, then you're going to click on browse, and you're going to go and find the file that we created Tuesday. Mine is on the F drive, and I named it Student Fall 17, our second stew. I'm not sure which one I did. Let's look at the time. It could have been either. Okay, so we're going to look at, let's try Student F17. I'm going to try and see if that's the one. Yeah, that's the one. So I'm all set. So I'm bringing this up. This has the table that you created, and it has some queries. Okay, so the first thing I do is hit enable content up here, because I don't want to have it not enabling the content, so I'm saying enable content. Okay, now the table that we created, if I come over here, the STU table that we created, the design view was this. We made a table, and the table has a bunch of, going to have a bunch of records containing data. And all of the records on that table are going to have this structure. This is the structure that we created. So I have my ID number, my SNU name, my major, my GPA, and number of courses. And that's the table that I created. And the major, I'm sorry, if I look at the data, if I come over here, see that little icon there? Remember, that's a toggle switch that goes back and forth between the structure and the data. So I ended up entering the data in here. Okay. If you weren't here Tuesday, as I said, you're going to be a little behind. What you can do is look at the notes and listen to the lecture from Tuesday and figure out how to create the table. So there's the table that I've created. Now, the purpose for creating a table really is to be able to access the data in a whole variety of ways. And we did one way on Tuesday. We did a query. Okay. I just happened to think, since several of you weren't here. See these two here, these two databases right here, created previous year, created in 12/30, and we'll create at the 11 o'clock class. If you want to click on those and download them, then you'll have the database. You'll have a database that you can work with. I don't remember what's on those. They were created another semester. But if you want to download those, then you'll have a database that you can work on. That row, both of you weren't here Tuesday. So if you click on that, you can download a database and save it wherever you want to save it, and you'll have a database. So if you don't have your database with you, go and download one of mine, and then you'll have one that you can work with.
Question, is it only depending on our, so we can only choose from one, like?
Say that again?
So we only choose which one?
Which one of what?
Which one of the data things, like the student ACC?
Yeah, you just pick one of them. But do you have the one you made on Tuesday?
I do, I believe.
It's your choice whether you want to use the one you made or whether you want to use one of those. But those are ones that were made a previous year, and you can download and use them if you want to. Okay, so now I've got the table and I'm closing the table. So the first thing I did, last thing I did actually on Tuesday, was we created a query, and I'm going to create more queries today. And again, I'm using the toggle to go back and forth, and it is showing me a query that I created. And on this query, I said I wanted to see the information from the table. I wanted to see the ID number, the student name, the major, number of courses, and GPA. And I wanted to see it. Notice the line here that says criteria. I wanted to see it for all people that have a major of CI. So I want to see it for all people that have a major of CI. Okay. So what I'm doing here is I'm asking a question. And we're going to look at a logic flowchart. And a logic flowchart is a way to think through the logic of what you have to do. So in my logic flowchart, I'm saying major equals CI. So I put a decision into a diamond. Decisions go into diamonds. And decisions can have two results, yes or no. Okay, unless you're into artificial intelligence, there's no maybe. Okay, so you're sticking with yes and no. Okay, so major is CI. If the answer is yes, I draw a parallelogram and I say display, because I want to display the records that have a major of CI. If they're not, I don't want to display them, so I want to do nothing. I join the yes and the no that way to say that the decision is complete. So I've joined the yes and the no. Okay? So that's a logic flowchart. So we're combining two things that we're learning today, how to do logic flowcharts and how to do queries. Okay? So again, I put major in the intersection of major and criteria. Notice there's an OR line as well. And as a matter of fact, all the lines after the OR are other OR lines. So if you have five things, this or this or this or this or this, you can keep going down and using a whole bunch of OR lines. Okay. So now what I want to do is create, and I think I took the picture, but we will see. Okay, I want to create a new query. So I pick the X over at the far right to close it. And now I am going to start another query. To start a query, I click on Create. This too will pass. Well, then again, maybe it won't. Okay, I guess I'm talking loud. You click on Create, and then you click on Query Design. So we're going to design a query. And so I'm clicking on Query Design. Okay, so now I've got Query Design. As I mentioned on Tuesday, when Query Design comes up, it lists the tables that you have. I only have one. So I click on Add to say I want to use that table. So I'm clicking on Add to use the table, and then I close. And that gives me the table that I've got. Then I bring down the fields, and I can either double-click them, or drag them down, or click on the little arrow there and pick them. So I'm only going to drag down four fields this time.
This is really going for a long time.
I'm only dragging down four fields. I'm not dragging down a number of horses because I don't want it this time. I can pick what I want. I can pick the order. For those of you listening to this recording, go back and listen to the 11 o'clock class and give up on us. Okay, so now what I want to do is find all records that meet a two question criteria. So I'm going to say I want the major. Wonderful. My world is just not working today. I want the major to be CI. And I want the GPA to be greater than 3. And if I get a yes to both of these, I want a display. So if I get a major of CI and a GPA greater than 3, I want a display. These are in an and relationship. I want major and GPA. If I get a no, then I am going to do nothing and close up that decision. And then I close up the outer one. I close them up in order. So I close up the bottom one first, and then I back up and I close up the next one. Okay? Can anybody in the back row actually hear me? Am I making any sense back there? All right. So, that's my logic flowchart. Now what I want to do is now do this in Access. So I'm going to go in and say, I want the major to be CI, and put it in quotes, because non-numeric literals go in quotes. I mentioned that on Tuesday. Non-numeric literals go in quotes. And then I come over here and say, is the GPA greater than 3? So, both of these are on. Please, no competition. I've got enough competition over there. So, I've got CI and greater than 3, both on the criteria line. That means they are in an and relationship. Both of them have to be true. They are in an and relationship.
So it's going to say, show me these fields. If the major is CI and the GPA is greater than 3. Okay? So now if I want to see the results, I come over to the toggle and I click on it, and those are the people that meet the criteria. And notice all of them have a CI major and all of them have a GPA greater than 3. So they meet my criteria. Okay. Questions? Okay, so now we're going to save this query, and I'm going to save it. Do you want to save it? Yes. And I'm going to call it AND. Basic. So I've got a basic AND, and I'm going to save that. So now notice it shows up over here under my queries. I have AND basic as another one of my queries. So it is showing up under the queries. Okay, so now I want to create another one. And I'm going to go in and say create query design. Add the table. Close it. Bring down the fields. So this is very much the same thing over and over again. And this time I'll bring down all of them. Well, maybe I won't. Okay, so now I'm going to say I want CI majors and or people with a GPA greater than 2.5. Okay, so I want CI majors or people with a GPA greater than 2.5. So, again, I ask my first question, is the major CI? And if the answer is yes, I display. Because this is an or situation. I want one or the other. So if the major is not CI, I have a second chance. Is the GPA less than 2.5, or greater than, sorry. Is the GPA greater than 2.5? And if the answer to that is yes, I display. And if the answer is no, I have nothing to do. So I now join the yes and the no, and then I join the yes on the major question with the no, and I have basically finished off the flowchart. So this is one or the other has to be true. One or the other. Okay? So if I go back and take my ink away and say, let's run this now, you see that there are two EU majors that made it because their GPA was greater than 2.5. So I wanted either CI or greater than 2.5. Now this one was exactly 2.5, but they were CI, so CI got them in. This one is a BU, but their major is 3.4, so they got in based on the 3.4. So it's one or the other, or both. Okay, some of them have both. That's fine. I just need it to be one or the other. If it happens to be both, that's fine. Okay, questions? Okay.
need to get rid of the ink again. So now I'm going to save this, and this is an ore basic. And so I'm saving that criteria as well. Okay, now what I want to do is I want to say I want a CI major. And with the CI major, I want either a GPA greater than 3. Or I want the number of courses to be greater than, we'll say, 10. If that is true, I display. If I get a no to the bottom question, I join the yes and the no. If I get a back up to the next one, join the yes and the no. If the major is not CI, I have nothing to do, so I join the yes and the no. Okay, so this flowchart says, if major equals CI, you can continue on. If major doesn't equal CI, you're out of here. Now, if major equals CI, either of the other things has to be true. So, this major has to be true. This has to be true. And then, either of these things have to be true. And these things are in an OR relationship. So either of those has to be true. So if it's not CI, I'm out of here. If it is CI, then one of the other two things have to be true. If they both happen to be true, that's fine, but I'm never going to check number of courses if GPA is greater than 3. Because if GPA is greater than 3, I'm happy. I'm not going to check number of courses. Okay? So, now what I want to do is have you remember this, because we're going to do it in Access. So, I'm going in to create query design using the STU table, close, bring down everything. And now I am saying what? What am I going to put in here to make that work? Somebody tell me what to write.
Which field are you under?
Right now I appear to be under major, but I can go any way you want me to.
CI under major.
Okay. So I'll put CI under major. Now what?
Greater than 3 GPA.
Same line?
No.
Different line?
Different line.
Okay, that means not on the criteria, but on the OR?
OR line.
Yeah, I'm a little iffy on that, but anyway, we'll see where you go next. Anybody? Say that? I'd say it should be on the criteria line, but depends on where you put the number of courses. If you put the number of courses up on the criteria line, that's okay, because it's CI and greater than 10, okay? Just because of the order I wrote the flowchart, I'm going to put the greater than 3 up there, okay? So now I've said, if it is CI and greater than 3, I want to display it, right? CI and greater than 3, I want to display. Okay? If we go back and look at the flowchart, Okay?
If it's CI and greater than 3, I want to display. Okay, so that's good. Now we've got to figure out the, how I'm going to get the greater than 10 in there. So where's the greater than 10 going to go? On the OR line, under number of courses. Okay, is that done? Or is there anything else I need? Done? Because what I've got now, so no, it's not done. Because what I've got now is CI and GPA greater than 3, or, and I look at the OR line, and all it says is number of courses greater than 10. That's all that is on the OR line. Okay, is number of courses greater than 10. So, we have a problem. Because back again, looking at the flowchart, I said I wanted the major CI has to be true. And then in addition, either of these. Well, we've got right now, this one's standing alone. It has nothing to do with CI having to be true. So that is problematic. So how can I fix this? What I want it to be is, I want to add in here, major is CI. I want that to be down there. So I want it to be major is CI and GPA greater than 3. Or major is CI and number of courses is greater than 10. So how can I make that happen? Pardon? Nope. Then it would be all 3 have to be true. If I took the greater than 10 and moved it up to the criteria, I'm saying CI major with a GPA greater than 3 and number of courses greater than 10. So I can't do that. Yeah.
Is it move the GPA down to OR?
Nope, because then I would have CI or GPA greater than 3 and number of courses greater than 10.
The major CI and criteria four.
Yes. Yes.
So I can come over here and put the CI in right there. Only I want it to be capitals. Because now what I've got is CI and GPA greater than 3, or CI and number of courses greater than 10. But CI has to be true. So if it has to be true, it has to be on both lines. Okay? So now it comes in, if I read it across, it's the criteria is CI and GPA greater than 3, or CI and number of courses greater than 10. Does that make sense? And if I go and look at this, there they are,
and it turned out that all of them are greater than 3, but that didn't have to be true. Greater greater than 10, only one of them met that criteria. So all of the others jumped in because of the GPA.
And it happens to turn out that I gave everybody too high a GPA. So there's nobody that has a GPA that's less than 3. They all came out greater than 3. But they didn't all have to be. This and either of these. CI has to be good. Okay. So now let's try one and say that I want to have CI majors that have a GPA greater than 3.5 or I want business majors that have a GPA greater than 3. Saying I want CI majors with a GPA greater than 3.5, or because if they're not a CI major, I'm going to test something else, or a BU major with a GPA greater than 3. So I want either a CI with a GPA greater than 3.5 or a BU with a GPA greater than 3. Try doing that in Access. Try it on your own, and then we'll do it. They got to have a GPA greater than 3.5. If they're not a CI major, we're going to look and see if they're a BU major. And if they are, they need a GPA greater than 3. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm just gonna take yours from, you know the two options?
Yeah, you just take one of those.
Yeah, just take one of those. Okay.
Okay, has everybody made a stab at it? So I'm going to come in and get rid of the ink and say create query design using this table, close, bring down ID number, name, major, and GPA. I'm not bringing down number of courses because I don't need it. Okay, so what am I going to write on this? What am I going to write on it? Ah, oh, come on, somebody.
CI. Criteria?
Yep. CI on the criteria line under major. What's next?
GPA greater than 3.5 on the criteria line.
Yep. Next.
EU.
Yep.
On the OR line, on the major.
Yep.
And greater than 3 on the OR line for GPA.
Yep. Notice also something about these as I'm writing. These were short text fields, and short text fields allow everything to be in them. This was a numeric field when I defined it, so I can only have numbers in there. Numbers are not enclosed in quotes when they're in compared to a number field. Okay? And short texts are enclosed in quotes. So that's just one other thing to notice there. Okay, so I now have this set up. And if I run it, I've got a bunch of CI majors that have greater than 3.5, and I've got a bunch of EU majors that are greater than 3. Okay, so my EU are greater than 3. My CI, I've got GPA greater than 3.5. So it worked. Okay. And you have to look at the individual data and see if it makes sense, if it meets the criteria. Because you may have different data than I have, so you have to just look at it and see if it makes sense. Okay, what I'd like you to do now is go in and next I want you to draw a flowchart and write, let's say I want the CI, major equals CI, I want GPA greater than 3.5, and I want number of courses greater than 10. Okay, so I want all three. I want all three of these. Major is CI, sorry. Major is CI, and GPA is greater than 3.5. and number of courses greater than 10. I want you to try writing a flowchart and putting it in Access. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm doing this right.
Pardon me?
I'm not sure if I'm doing this right. Do you mind?
Okay, I will take a look at it. Or Eric, do you want to pull the back row far left? Huh?
I put it in my drive, like you said. I just use the right thing.
outgoing to access and set up the criteria. And then try it with ORs, changing the AND to OR, and putting those in access. Okay, those are the flowcharts. For an AND, notice I need all three to be true. First and second and third. With an OR, I only need one to be true, and I've got three chances. Major CI, GPA greater than 3.5, number of horses greater than 10. So I have three chances with an OR. With an AND, they all had to be true. If I got a no to any one of the questions, I was out of there. Okay. So that shows the flowcharts for the ands and the ors. Now we will take a look at access and create a query, and the
purposes, do you want to save the changes? Yes, CI or BU, etc. So I'm going to go create, and I'm creating query design. And I'm saying add, and I'm closing, and I'm bringing everything down. Okay. So if I want an and relationship, I'm going to put CI here. Where am I going to put the greater than 3.5?
Criteria
line. Actually, I want to check that or I won't show it. Greater than 3.5. And where do I want to put the number of 10 courses? Criteria. So with ands, they are all three on the criteria line. This is the and relationship. I have all three on the criteria line. So I'm going to save that picture, and then we'll go and run it. And it was apparently only one person that met that criteria. That one person does have a CI, does have a GPA greater than 3.5, and does have more than 10 courses. So that one person met my criteria. Now if I go back to the design, and now I want to change this to an or. So what do I have to do? I want it to be CI or GPA greater than 3.5 or number of courses greater than 10. Say that again? No, I don't have to put all three because my criteria line, okay. I can keep that in my criteria line. Because it's this or, remember when I did the or, I did one thing on the criteria and one down on the or line. So what would I put down on the or line?
GPA
greater than 3.5, but I don't want to put courses there because if I put, does that say 3.5? If I put courses there, then it reads it as GPA greater than 3.5 and number of courses greater than 10. So what it turns out as, that I mentioned earlier, all of these are or lines as we go down. We can put a whole load of stuff in there. So I can come over here and put a greater than 10 in there. And then I have basically the major is CI, or the GPA is greater than 3.5, or the STU, the number of courses is greater than 10. So I have them on three different lines. Okay? The criteria line, the OR line, and the line below the OR line, which is another OR line. You just keep getting awards, awards, awards. Okay. I'm going to save this and call it ORS 3. Now what I would like you to do is go back to your STU table and add a field called TYP. Okay, I want to use this for type, and I'm going to call type as, are you a career student or a transfer student? Now, I'm not spelling type correctly. I'm leaving off the E, because there are lots of words that are referred to as reserved words that have special meanings for the languages that we use.
And I'm nervous that TYPG is a reserved word. So, rather than go try on the web to look up and find out if it's a reserved word, I'm just going to misspell it. Because if I misspell it, it's not a reserved word. So I'm going to call it TYP. And I'm going to make it have short text of one character. So I'm putting in a field called TYP. I made it short text, and I made it one character. Okay. Now I'm going to go to my data. And in my data, I'm going to click back to see the data itself. And there's the data. And I'm going to add the C's and the T's here. With no particular choice as to which comes first. Okay, so I've now added a bunch of C's and T's. C for Korea, T for transfer. So I've added a bunch of data and I've randomly put in the C's and T's for each of the people. And you can pick up any numbers you want with the net. So I've got C's and T's in there for the people. Okay, so now I would like you to do a flowchart and the access for major equal to CI and either GPA greater than 3.5. Or major equal CI. Let's do that. Okay, so I want you to take a few minutes and try to do the flowchart for that. CI has to be true. And then I want either of the other two. So try doing a flowchart of that and also make the access of that. So this is the next thing I want to do. Okay. So give that a shot. And that thing is really decided to stay on for the whole period, so it's good I didn't wait. Unbelievable. I don't think I've ever had it stay on for a whole period before. Yeah.
Wait, do you mind the greater than sign or less than greater than sign? Is that for and? Like, does that sign stand for and?
No, it's does the major field contain CI?
Right.
not over my mind, but then I'll probably come back. I totally lost that thinking about it. It would feel like it was really good work.
Yeah, no,
it
looked pretty good. I used to get a different tip.
Okay, then I know what you're saying. Okay. Anybody got questions?
Notes too.
So what I'm looking here for is type equals C. And if the answer is yes, I'm asking, is the GPA greater than 3.5? And if the answer is yes, what do I do?
Display.
Now, if the GPA is not greater than 3.5, I have another chance. Okay? And the other chance is if the type is C and they are a career student. And they are a CI student, then I want to display them as well. So I want to display career students with a GPA greater than 3.5, and I also want to display career students that are CI majors. Okay. If the answer's no, I've run out of chances. So I close that up. Then I back up one level and close that up. And then the no to is the type C, I need to do the yes and the no and make those go like that. So I've got here, is the type equal to C? And either GPA greater than 3.5 or major CI. Okay? If the type isn't C, I'm out of here. Completely gone. If the type is C, I've got two chances to display. Either GPA greater than 3.5 or major equal to CI. Okay. So now if I go back to Access,
And I'm going to save whatever that was. And I'm going to do a create, query design, add, and close, and bring down the fields.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Is the type data type a short text or a number?
Short text.
Okay.
And the reason I know that is I put a C in it. And if it was a number, I couldn't put a C in it, right? Okay, so now what do I put over here? What do I put as my criteria? Okay, I put a C in here on the type, right? And then what else do I have to put? Yeah. That's right. I have to put a C down in the OR. And now what do I put with these Cs? Go ahead.
Greater than GPA 3.5.
Right? And where do I put on the OR line?
CI.
Right. Major is CI. Okay. So, that will do it. They have to have a type of C. That has to be true. And then they either need a GPA greater than 3.5 or a major of STU. I mean of CI. And if I run this, I'm going to see CI majors, all of them. And as it turns out, they're all major CI, the type C and major CI, because apparently the BUs didn't have the GPA. Okay. So there is my output. Okay. Last one. Greater than 2.5. So give that a shot.
Where do you have it all? Where do you have it all? Have it done?
Okay, so again, create query design. Add it in, close. I need ID number, name, major, GPA. And I don't need GPA twice. Ah, come on. All right, I'll just click it and it won't show. Okay, so what I need is, I need a type. So, why isn't that not going away? Let's put number of courses there and see if that makes it happy. Okay, so now what I want to do is I said, the first line says type is C, right? So I'm going to put a C there. And then I said a major is CI, right? So I'm gonna say CI there, right? That's what I wanted. Right? Thank you. Okay, now I'm gonna say C again. And this time it's BU that I want under major. And under GPA, I want greater than 2.5. Okay, so I have, this has to be true. It has to be a C. If it is a CI major, there's no other criteria. If there's a BU major, they also have a GPA criteria. Okay, so there's one BU, all the rest are CI. And the BU does have a GPA greater than 2.5, so it meets my criteria. Okay. On Tuesday of next week, we're going to do a group project. I will group you in a group of three people. I will give you a problem to solve, or a set of problems, in Access, where you basically have to answer a bunch of questions. And so that's what we're going to do next Tuesday. Okay, so I would suggest that people come, because if you're not here to do the group project, you have to do the group project online, which is much more of a pain in the neck than doing it in class. Okay? So, just so you know. Okay, that does it. We've covered everything I wanted to cover today. And 3 minutes to spare.